Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel, Ben Meir, Yechiel Mechon, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Sefer Shoftim, and we are in Perek Chaf. We're in the middle of the story of Pilegesh Begib. It's a slightly longer Perek, but it really contains so much of the detail. Vayitzu kol b'nei Yisrael batikael ha'idak ish achad l'midan ve'ad be'er sheva ve'eretz ha'gilad el Hashem ha'mitzvah. The people had gotten these little packages with the sawed-off pieces of the poor Pilegesh, who had been treated so badly in the town within Binyamin, and the Bnei Yisrael got the message, and they gathered together like one person from Dan to Be'er Sheva and to the area of Gilad to discuss the matter. They left their cities to Hashem, to Mitzpah, which is somewhere in Menashe. Vayisyasu pinos kol ha'am kol shevtei Yisrael b'kal am elokim abamios elef ishragli sholef cherev. So 400,000 people, who the chiefs of the people who had come out with 400,000 people to investigate the cause of this terrible risha, says the Radak, in front of Hashem, they acted as his people and were inspired to remove the evil from their midst. And they were so eager to correct that they didn't take the time out to put people on horses, says the Ma'am Lois. They decided to just come out here. They were so angry, like a mob. They didn't even bother bring out horses. Instead, they were just going to go by foot. The Das Sofrim says they were those who were sholeif cherev. They felt that this was sufficient arms for such a massive army against Binyamin, which was going to be whom they were going to attack. So Vayishmu b'nei Binyamin ki alu b'nei Yisrael ha-mitzvah. B'nei Binyamin heard that b'nei Yisrael were already at mitzvah. Bayomru b'nei Yisrael dabru eicha ne'yasa ha-ra azos. And B'nai Yisrael said, listen, tell us, how did this come out? And they said, the understanding that they tried to offer was, how did this come out? In other words, they tried to get advice one from the other. Tell us, how did this happen? Although the messengers repeated what occurred, the details weren't clear. So before we decide what we're going to do, it's essential for us to figure out whether this was the work of isolated people for a larger group. By the way, we had to verify, was she married? Was she not married? So what happened? Vayan ha'isha levi isha isha nirtzacha, the man whose wife was killed, and we have to understand, he was verifying, first of all, that she was married, and also that her death, says the Malbim, should not be attributed to something excusable, that she deserved to die, or whatever the situation is. So by Omar Hagivasa Shirla Binyamin Basi Anu Pilag Shilalun. So she said, I came to the Giva with my Pilag Milagesh, Kumalai Bala Giva, by a sobo alayas abayas laila, right? Osi dimu the harog as Pilag Shino. Right? They tried to kill me, and they raped her. Vatamos, and she died. So I chopped her up and I sent her out. They did such a terrible thing. Not to say that I'm the greatest grosser tzaddik, which of course is part of the discussion that we'll have in today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. This man is a very, very interesting character, to put it mildly, this Ish HaLevi. So he says, listen, you guys, you go ahead and you figure out to take advice. So everyone got up as one, and they said, none of us, there's such a unity over here. And and they said, none of us will go home to our homes. In other words, they were standing in their position, and until the matter is settled, Mitzudas David explains that they were supposed to sit together. They wanted to guarantee that their anger would not calm down, says the Ma'am Lois. The following is what's going to happen to the people of Giva. So basically, we're going to take 10 men of 100 from all the Shvatim, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000 to go provide provisions for the people so that they're ready for this battle when they come to Geva Binyamin. In other words, the army gathered abruptly, they didn't have the proper supplies, says the Das Sofer, and therefore these people were sent home to go ahead and get those provisions so that when they come back to handle the Geba Binyamin, they said everyone's going to have to be involved. So what happened? Vayasev kol ish Yisrael al ha'ir ke'ishachat chavirim. They came all together to the city in unity. In other words, Rashi says agreeing to the same plan. Vayishlechu shivtei Yisrael anashim b'chol shivtei Yisrael binyamin leimor. Ma ha'ra'a zos ha'sheni yasa b'chem. And the Shevatim sent people throughout all of Binyamin saying, how did this come about? And so they made the declaration that Tinuasa Anashim b'nei Bliyal asher b'giva unimisem univaras arav miYisrael. Right? They said, either you guys come ahead and give us these people that we're looking for, and we can kill them off, and we'll get rid of this terrible sickness in Am Yisrael. But lo avuhu Binyamin lishmol b'kol achayim b'nei Yisrael. So Binyamin said, look, I don't think I'm going to participate in this lynch mob. And there's the Abarbanel says, normally you don't get punished for planning to do an Avera, but Binyamin was guilty for intending to do homosexual activity. And since it was done by a group, the people said, we're going to get rid of this terrible evil. Then the B'nai Binyamin also said, you know, they said, look, they did such a terrible thing, they don't get deserve to be referred to as B'nai Binyamin, but they get referred to that way anyway. But B'nai Binyamin didn't want to listen. They wanted to handle the matter themselves. And that, too, is part of a discussion of today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. So B'nai Binyamin had no choice. They realized they were going to battle. V'yispakdu B'nai Binyamin b'yomahu me'arim esrim b'shisha elef ish solef cherev l'vam yoshi agiva. Right, his baktu shvamios ish bahur. So they realized that they had 26,000 soldiers who were also going out with their swords, aside from the people in Giva, who were 700. We call them hazeh shvamios ish bahur iter yad yimino. And by the way, there were 700 people who were left-handed. Koze kolea be'evin el ha'sara lo yachti. And they realized that all these people could sling stones at a tefach and not miss. In other words, they really had a very interesting group. And it's not just that they were left-handed. Rashi says their right hands were shriveled up. But still notwithstanding, they were marksmen soldiers. They didn't give up. Right? But Ish Yisrael... So they had 400,000 people against 26,700. So they went to Beit El, they went to ask a Shaila, without using the Kohen Gadol, and without using Pinchas, whose identity also is once again missing over here from the storyline. And Hashem said, "Vayomer Hashem Yehuda batchila." Hashem said, "Yehuda is going to be here, right?" Even though we used the Urim Vetumim, they didn't ask if they should be victorious or whatever. They just wanted to know whether they should go, and they went ahead and they asked the Urim Vetumim. And Yehuda, who always leads, was told to lead once again. Vayakumu b'nei Yisrael b'boker, vayachan wa'al geva. So b'nei Yisrael got up that morning, they encamped for war. Vayitzi ish Yisrael l'milchama im Binyamin ish Yisrael, which means they went out united, like in one person, with Binyamin. Vayarchu itam b'nei Yisrael l'milchama la geva. And b'nei Yisrael did battle with them up until geva. Vayitzu b'nei Binyamin min ha-geva. Vayashchisu b'Yisrael b'yomahu sh'naim v'esim elef ish arza. So the battle was so successful that Binyamin knocked off 22,000 that day. So that's a very big setback for Bnei Yisrael. So Bnei Yisrael didn't give up at that point. They strengthened themselves, and they got together to do battle. That night they retreated, they cried out to Hashem. They asked Hashem, should we go back and continue this battle? Hashem said, yes, go back, continue the battle. So they came back and they did battle. Vayitzi ben Yamin likrasam in hagivah bayom hasheni vayashchisu bebnei Yisrael uchmonas sr elef ish. They killed another 18,000 people. Arza kol eila sholfei cherev vayalu kol bnei Yisrael b'chalam vayabo beisel vayivku vayishvu sham lufnei Hashem. So they saw they lost another 18,000. They cried again. And by Yitzamu, by Yom HaHuad HaErev, this time they fasted. By Yalu Olosu Shlomim L'Shnei Hashem, and they cried out, and they brought Karbanos. By Yishalu B'nei Yisrael B'Hashem, V'Hisham Aron Bris Ha'Elokim B'Yom HaMahim. They turned around, and that time there was the Aron was there. U'Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aron Omeid Lefanav. And Pinchas was still around. By Yom HaMahim. Lemor ha'usif od latzis la'melchamah b'Binyamin achi emechdal. They said, so should we try it? We've tried the first day, it didn't work. Should we try it a second day? Vayomer Hashem halu ki macharet nena biyadecha. So Hashem said, sure, go up, give it a try. Tomorrow I'm going to let you in. Why did it take 3 days and three opportunities, especially since they seem to be doing everything right all the different times? That is also part of today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. Vayasam Yisrael Orvim El Hagivah Saviv. So at that point in time, they set an ambush. Vayalu B'nei Yisrael El B'nei B'nyamin B'yom HaShlishi. They turned around on the third day. Vayarchu El Hagivah Kipam B'fam. And they set up a ambush, like once before. Vayitzu B'nei B'nyamin L'kras Am Yinatku Minayir. And the people of B'nyamin went outwards toward the people until they were drawn away from the city. Vayachidu lahakos me'am chalalim kipam befam b'mesilos asher achas ola beisel v'achas givasa v'asadek ishloshim ish b'Yisrael. And they did it until they were drawn away and they began to kill people, causing casualties. However, vayomru b'nei b'nyamin nigafim heim lefaninu kivarishon. B'nei b'nyamin said, look, we're going to win today, just like yesterday. But actually, B'nai Yisrael had said, let's draw them out away from the city to the highway. And so when they did, B'chol Yisrael kamu mimakomo, v'archu b'val tamar, v'oriv Yisrael magniach mimakomo, magiach mimakomo mimare geva. And so B'nai Yisrael moved away. They drew the army away, the army of Binyamin. And then the ambush went out of their place, out of Mare Geba, and they came over with 10,000 people, and they didn't know that bad stuff was about to happen at that moment in time. And what happened? By Gof Hashem, es Binyamin lifnei b'nei Yisrael. So Binyamin, all of a sudden, was beaten out. Ish 25,100 people were killed on that day from Binyamin. Now their whole army wasn't that big to begin with. Saw that they lost. So they trusted that they had, the people, B'nai Yisrael saw, Binyamin's people saw that they were beaten, and B'nai Yisrael gave the place to Binyamin because they trusted the Orvim to be able to deal with them. However, the Orvim, the ambush, had scattered up on Giva. They destroyed the entire city with a sword. And now there was an appointed time between B'nai Yisrael and the Orvim that they should all of a sudden light a big fire and create a lot of smoke. And so all of a sudden B'nai Yisrael turned in battle. Binyamin was realizing their casualties. Binyamin started to capture and take over. They had killed 30 people. At that point in time, they said, we're beaten. We're going to beat them again like we did yesterday and the day before. But they realized, wait a second, whoops, there's a big column of smoke going on over here. They see that what was going on, there's this huge pillar of smoke going up towards the heavens from the city. And everyone turns around. Vaybahel ish bin yamin kira ki nagal of hara. The thing they were gone out to defeat, that is to say, to defend the city, now all of a sudden it was already burning down. They lost the battle. Vayifnu defnei ish Israel al hadar chamidbar v'amel chamad biku v'ashem yarem mashris noso besocho. They turned from before the people of Bnei Israel towards the wilderness, and the soldiers caught up with them, and the people of the cities destroyed were destroyed within the cities. Kitru es ben Yamin hardifu menucha hadrichu ad nocha chagivah mimizrach shemesh. They encircled the people of Ben Yamin. They called a pursuit near their resting places, and they went as far as Giva. And so what happened? Vayiplumi ben Yamin shmonasar elef ish es kol eila anshe chayel. They killed out 18,000 people. All of them were good quality soldiers. Vayifnu vayanusu hamidbar al sela harimon vayalulu b'mesilos chamesha salafim ish. And so they turned and ran to the desert, to Rimon. And they took 5,000 men, who then they pursued them until Gidom, and they killed over there. They killed another 2,000 men. In the end of the day, they lost 25,000 people, Sholeif Cheref, all these people who are major soldiers. So 600 men hid in the area of Sela Rimon for 4 months. So that was a pretty solid decimation after 2 days of success. They were now totally decimated. And Bnei Yisrael went ahead, and they turned onto the people of Binyamin, and they killed them out with the edge of the sword, destroying from the city even the cattle, anything that they found, and anything in the city they destroyed, right? Whatever was there and wasn't previously destroyed, says the Mitzvot David, they destroyed them together with the people who lived in the city. Anytime Bnei Yisrael figured out what was going on in the city, they burnt it to a crisp, and with that, they destroyed everything out. Now, there was still the after effects of what they were going to do to the people of Binyamin, having lost the war. But at this point in time, there were no men of Binyamin left. And this is going to create a certain challenge for the future of Bnei Israel. And we'll discuss that and the political fallout when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.